Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Tell somebody there's a butterfly in that cocoon waiting to come out. Come on, I said there's a butterfly. There's a whole nother level of freedom, a whole nother level of influence, a whole nother level of God-likeness. Amen. See, it's not those that are ambitious that ascend to the throne. It's those who are God-like. Amen. Christ-like. That's your ascension to the throne or place of authority. Not just your ambition. You're wanting it. It's your becoming Christ-like. So that involves a surrender. Our responsibility is to demonstrate that the reality that exists in heaven right now can be manifested here on the earth right now. Matthew 8:13. Matthew 8:13. Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, as you have believed, so be it done unto you. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. As you have believed. This is why the Word is so emphatic about not being conformed to this world. They don't believe in God in this world. I don't care how they talk about God or a God or demigods. They don't believe in the God, the only true and living God. There's no faith in God there. They got faith in science. They got faith in this. They got faith in that demon, that demon, that demon, that demon. But not faith in God. That's why it says, be not conformed to this world. Because as you believe, so be it unto you. Amen. That's why God separates you. He sets you apart. Amen. Are you hearing? Amen. This is why he sets you apart. Some of us have for so long sought affirmation in crowds. Amen. People applauding you so you feel accepted. And so you go after more applause. You go after more, you know, likes. You do stuff to get, you know, followers. Amen. You know, for people to affirm you. You're missing the mark. Amen. It's not even about that. Amen. Your affirmation has to come from that secret place. Amen. I'm going to say it again and again and again. Listen, God affirmed you before you got here. But the world has conformed you to think your affirmation comes from somewhere else. Even if your parents didn't affirm you. Maybe your brothers and sisters didn't affirm you. Why? Because you were different. Because you stood out. Because you were the black sheep. You know what I'm talking about. You were the one that got in trouble all the time. But that's oftentimes because of the anointing and calling upon your life. The devil wanted to get you early. Are you hearing me? You got to understand this. Watch the children sometimes that seem to like they're always something. Stop calling them just bad or naughty. Anybody that's got any type of spiritual discernment, you see something. Amen. That's a world changer. Amen. That's somebody that don't color inside the lines. Amen. That's somebody anointed by God. The devil want to get them and conform them. Water them down. hem them in. Make them think like everybody else. You just have to know how to nurture that.
Amen.
God planted the seed. You keep it watered.
Yes.
Keep the sun shining on it.
Amen.
Keep affirmations going in. Watch what God does with it after a while. See, some of us know the devil tried to take you out early. Yeah, he did. It don't matter how you got here. Some think they're here by accident. No, you ain't no accident. You are a purpose. The devil would have loved for you to be an accident. No, there's no way he could have stopped you. God had purposed you to be here. You're here for such a time as this. You have an assignment. Amen. I said, you have an assignment. Tell somebody right now, I got an assignment. Excuse me. While I do my assignment, I'm not ignoring you. I've just gotten so focused on what I'm supposed to do. See, without focus, you ain't gonna make it. Because the devil's number one tool is to distract you. I can't stop him, but I sure can slow him down. Let me get him over here looking at this here that had nothing to do with their destiny, nothing to do with their assignment. Man, I wasted 2 years over there. The devil is a lie. Let me get back on track. Amen. You have an assignment. As it is in heaven, bring it into the earth. Sometimes it ain't happening because you're outside of your grace. You're trying to be like Bobo. Bobo. Sister so-and-so. You're trying to be like Mike. You weren't built to be like Mike. You were built to be like you. Mike couldn't be you. Yet you want to be a copy. Because it's easy. You know, like growing up in school, you copy. Take the test and you copy it. And you get all the ones wrong that they got wrong. The teacher call you up there. See, you wasn't smart enough to get maybe one more wrong. Same exact ones they got wrong, you got wrong. I think it's about to tell them copycat. Copy it. As you believe. That's why you got to get your mind free. I think God is a personal thing. You may have to suffer some things. It may get lonely sometime, but when God drops it on you, you better follow it. You better hold fast to it. However far out there you might feel or seem, stay with it. Because God will have everything catch up after a while. But see, tell somebody you're a forerunner. You're a remnant. You're not chosen to fit in. You're chosen to stand out. See, when it starts coming, the weight of it. See, there's a kavod. There's a weight of glory is a weight. It's not cheap. It's costly. It will cost you time. It will cost you friendships. Amen. I said it will cost you. It's not cheap. It's not just divvy to everybody. You better recognize what God has put in front of you. What God is calling you to. It don't mean that we get standoffish and all sadity and all foolish. No, you just got to realize when people don't understand you, you ain't crazy.
Amen.
I'm talking about mature saints now. I ain't talking to crazy folk. You ain't lost your mind. God spoke to you. God has shown you. You've gotten in touch with purpose.
Amen.
See, they only know the you that the world conformed.
Amen.
And see, they want to keep you there. See, people will be uncomfortable Amen. With your growth.
Amen.
They want to keep you back where, no, I know, Brother so-and-so. No, man, what you trying to do? Come on back here, man. You've not grown that. See, there are certain things you can't take into this next season. You can't take it with you. It hurts because you love it. You got history with it. That's your old bosom buddy. But you can't take them. Why? God is calling you. It's a mandate. Your God ain't playing. He's been kind. He's always going to be kind, but he's not playing. There's an urgency. There's a call. It's not just about gaining stuff. It's about heaven on earth. And how God has chosen to manifest that through an ecclesia. So you have a responsibility. Tell somebody you got a responsibility. You do. You have a responsibility. In the beginning, God said, let the man have dominion, right? Man and woman have dominion over everything. And he has never wavered. Let me say that again and again and again. What God said in the beginning, he has never wavered from that. He himself became the second Adam to reinforce that, to bring the power and authority back for it to be accomplished as he had mandated in the beginning. Tell somebody it's time to return to your original mission. Your original mission here in the earth is government. I don't mean the government of a nation, that government in the spirit. It may be a governmental office in the natural realm, but government in the spirit realm. We are called to dominate, to rule, to reign in the spirit realm. Tell somebody, people are counting on you. Now, you might think you're a nobody. I ask you, if you feel like that, that's for preachers, that's for, you know, missionaries, that's for them folks. No, pray and ask God, Lord, show me those who are attached to my anointing. Watch them start to point out people to you that you didn't even think had anything to do with you. They may be afar off, but God says, because of you, I got a hold of their mind. I'm troubling them now. It's that they're thinking what you got. What is that they got that I ain't got? That's how God dealt with me in college. There were guys that I come to understand were saved. And we were up to, you know, we were up to mischief all the time. But every now and then God would show me. You know, he just set it up and you would see him. And in my heart, not that I was thinking it, but in my heart, I was like, man, I wish my life was clean like that. Lord, I know God was planting seeds to bring me into my original purpose. But I saw other people. Who's attached to your anointing? Who is partaker of your grace that you don't even know about? That's why you can't be acting a fool. When you get outside the church, well, child, church over with.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.